The FBI and other authorities today searched several properties, including a city hall office linked to the politically powerful labor leader John Dougherty. While investigators won't reveal exactly what they're looking for, the property searchers have again raised the question about whether the man known as Johnny Doc could be facing federal charges. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports.
FBI agents strolled into Johnny Doc's modest brick South Philly home and walked out with his computer and box after box of his possessions. Authorities also made seizures at the home base of the electricians' union local he oversees, at the bar he runs, and at the city hall office of Councilman Bobby Heenan, who used to be the union's political director. Dougherty says he's not worried.
I've been doing this for 25 years, and I've had many subpoena and many visits. You know, this is, I'm on my 25th year. I'm not making rookie mistakes.
Wearing a button-down white shirt and a 76ers hat, Dougherty paced back and forth in front of his home, conferring with his attorney, family, and friends. He seemed a little anxious. Federal law enforcement officials took him inside of his house and questioned him for about 20 minutes. Right before it started, he opened all of his blinds, allowing reporters to gawk at the scene. About a decade ago, the feds conducted searches at his house, but it never triggered any charges. It was later revealed that the investigation got started after the feds noticed home renovations that Dougherty never reported to the IRS. He says this time around, investigators can look all they want.
The house is exactly the same since the last time I had 75 people here. You know, the house is exactly the same except for a few new tomato bushes.
A few doors down lives Linda Campbell, one of Doc's longtime neighbors. She says he's been railroaded by the feds.
They got it in for him. Why? I don't know. It's a shame. He's a great guy. He really is.
Another neighbor, Animal Downey, echoes that feeling.
He's a good union man. He truly is. Wonderful wages. They make wonderful wages. They build beautiful buildings. What more could you want?
Do the feds have it out for the man because he runs Local 98, the biggest spender in Pennsylvania politics? I asked him that.
I don't know. You guys will figure that out. Maybe I win too much.
Politically speaking, he does win a lot, says Zach Stahlberg. He used to lead the government watchdog group Committee of 70.
He's a natural target for ambitious prosecutors because he's the big enchilada.
Stahlberg says before Dougherty, Local 98 was a traditional trade union, and it didn't wield much influence. But when Doc stepped in, the union became a real powerhouse in politics.
As he grew over time, he became very smart at creating alliances, at putting friends in high places. The best example would probably be Kenny in the mayor's office and Daryl Clark as the head of city council.
Stahlberg says Dougherty is the smartest politician in Philadelphia. There's just one catch. He doesn't have a political job. He exerts power behind the scenes. Mayor Jim Kenney has strong ties to Dougherty and won his endorsement in last year's mayoral primary. When asked if he thinks the raids will make voters think less of him because of his ties to Dougherty, Kenney replied,
"They can think what they want."
And many will, as they wait to see if this investigation yields any charges. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.
And this disclosure, Dougherty's union, Local 98, represents engineers at WHYY.